Rob Parsh.
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is a Homemade Broadcast, episode 538. I believe that's correct. My name is Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel right here.
What's up?
Gabbing with the gals downstairs.
Yeah. I love talking to your girlfriend. She's cool too.
Yeah. It's fun. The program is live. If it's Wednesday, that means we're live here on YouTube and Rumble. Willsyoutube.com. And I don't know if you can find it on Rumble, just put in HMB radio, all one word. We have super chats now, access to super chats, which is very exciting on YouTube. If you super chat us, I'll definitely get your comment up on the screen and we can respond to it. Please don't be a jack off, but if you are, then you are. That's just what's happening. So we'll be prepared to deal with that. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete on Sunday, please join us on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. But that could be changing too. Maybe we'll have more info about that shortly. HMBradio.substack.com. This podcast will go right up there on Substack right after this. Anna, how are you? How are you feeling?
Good. How honest do you want me to be?
It's good. Just say good.
Good. Great. Fine.
Yeah.
Right, I've been saying that a lot lately. I don't know how believable it is.
I'm fine.
I just say it until it sounds a bit more believable.
Yeah, people ask me how you doing. I go, I'm okay, and I mean it. That's how I'm feeling. I'm not going, oh, I'm great. I'm good. I'm okay.
But that sounds good.
Like okay, you sounds sound good. Good.
No, you. That's I believe you when you just said it just now. I don't know if you've been working on your conviction in your voice, but it sounds good.
Well, I am. I mean, it's true. I am okay. There was historic flooding.
I want to be okay.
Historic flooding in North Carolina last week due to a tropical system.
Karma.
Hurricane
from Karma.
Your lips to God's ears. I just hope that every radio program director's home in North Carolina is safe. That no damage occurred, no flooding took place. Every market manager in North Carolina, I hope everything is safe and good to your homes. I hope nothing happened to your home in the storm, in the historic flooding. I hope you're not like, oh my God, I got to pick up the pieces of my life, because that would be really symbolic, wouldn't it? In a few
for
ways.
You? Yeah.
I mean,
for you.
Listen, but anyway, it is the Homemade Broadcast. This is episode 538. Lots happened this week, Anna. We had an attempt on the president's life? You would call it that?
Absolutely.
A former president's life, not Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden, but the former president and current Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump. He was at a playing golf. Who would have thunk it? As he's wont to do.
He's really good. Apparently he has great swing.
I've seen it. It's not that good. Yeah, it's not that good.
I don't know golf, so.
He's got his thunder thighs. Just get the ball moving, though. I'm sure he is a good golfer. Just doesn't look great when
he
swings.
Can you be a total badass and be a good golfer?
Yep, John Daly comes to mind immediately.
Because, okay, so first off, I know nothing about most sports. Especially golf. If we can... All right. Well, we'll say it is a sport for the sake of this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you just have to be in shape, not so much because you need the good swing, but because you don't want your stomach in the way of the swing? Like, I imagine that would affect the momentum of your swing if you had a big belly pooch.
I think it helps to probably be in good shape. I mean, like Tiger Woods was in historically great shape during his playing career.
Why do you have to be in good shape?
You don't, though, because there's always exceptions to the rule, I guess, with everything. I guess back in the day, like Jack Nicklaus wasn't really, you know, that's a very old golfer. He wasn't really
I know Arnold Palmer.
Oh, maybe that's who I'm thinking of, Arnold Palmer. I don't know. One of those guys. I don't remember him being like super fit or super fat. Just kind of like a normal 50s dude.
Who was the guy on the dressing? The
dressing.
His face was on the dressing. Go to the.
Are you talking about Paul Newman? Newman's own?
Why was he not a golfer?
He was an actor. Paul Newman was an actor. If that's who you're thinking of.
Let's go to the next topic.
Okay. Anyway, we got a lot happening this week. I do want to talk about this. Let's get it pulled up here. I am my own producer, as we all know. The Trump Florida assassination attempt. Here's what they know. Now, this is probably a few days old now. This is the second assassination attempt on the president. Two backpacks and a GoPro camera were also found with a firearm near the perimeter from which the suspect had fled. How did he know he was going to be there playing golf?
I mean, he's there a lot playing golf. People were like, how would he have known? It's like, well, if you know where the president, and if you know that he's at Mar-a-Lago, if you just stick around for a few days, he's probably going to play some golf.
Yeah.
Every day that he is off, he seems to be playing golf. He's
playing a lot of golf.
Yeah, which is great and fine, whatever. But I when people just seem to think, they're like, how did he know? It's like, I don't know. I feel like if you know where the president is, you probably know he's playing golf.
Yeah, on West Palm Beach at his club. Yeah, I guess it's not too far-fetched. I mean, come back tomorrow. If you might have come back the day before and be like, oh, maybe he'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, and he maybe didn't sure know. And he's just like, I'll just stake it out. And hopefully, I mean, hopefully, I'll be able to, you know, get a good view of the president at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, his name is Ryan Wesley Ralph. He's 58. He's one of Julia's tribe up there in Guilford County in North Carolina there.
That's where he's Greensboro. From?
Yeah, yep. I don't know if that means he's a Quaker or not, but he's from that area of North Carolina.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why is it with, like, pretty much every assassin, they do the three-name thing?
I think it's just their full name. Well, I haven't really seen them really called Ryan Wesley Ralph. I just heard him called Ryan Ralph.
I don't know. It just seems like every time, like, what was it? Thomas something Crooks. Lee Harvey Oswald. I just feel like something, something Booth. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's white. So that's good. Authorities believe the suspect, who was crouched in the bushes near the golf club perimeter, armed with a weapon equipped with a scope, two backpacks and a GoPro were also found there. He had an AK-style weapon, whatever that means. And he got away again. It seems like he was far away. This is him. I mean, that guy...
That's not that unusual. So Is that blood on the right?
So he was really big into... there you go. Left. Ralph lived in Greensboro, North Carolina, before moving to Hawaii in 2018, where him and his son opened a company building sheds. Okay. I guess I could always have a backup plan. Start a company building sheds. Doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. So this guy was like super into, like, volunteered or something. He was kind of famous because he was one of those guys who went over to help Ukraine fight the war. So he was interviewed by like Newsweek and many publications. So he was pretty well known. At that point, it sounds like his neighbors were pretty concerned about this guy. They thought he was a little weird. I think he would have to be a little weird.
I feel like the threshold for weird has to be like complete outliers for anyone to pay attention, because everyone is kind of on their last leg of sanity, it seems. Let me ask you this. I don't know if you heard this. Maybe you did. I don't even know if it's true. And I didn't investigate it, so that I'm a good journalist right now.
Yeah.
Was he in a BlackRock commercial?
I'm glad you brought that up. Because that is something that I saw a lot of people get really upset about. As far as people who may be on the left side of the spectrum, they jumped on that immediately. Somebody brought it up. It was an internet rumor. It was not a BlackRock commercial.
It was Blackwater.
It might have been, yeah, because it was like a Ukraine propaganda commercial that he was in. So it wasn't black, and everybody just jumped on that. And it's funny because once you find one thing that's like incorrect, then you can just disregard everything else. Like everything else that person says, oh, you said he was in a BlackRock affiliate. No, he wasn't. I even saw like people
it's untrue. It is not true.
Well, I don't even know what's true or what's not true. But
of what you know,
I know, it was not a BlackRock commercial. It was a Ukrainian propaganda commercial that like the Azov Battalion put out or something. But yeah, it's funny. Like I saw people getting really upset about that, like online, like fact checking people who said it. I saw, I guess, the morning show on the Bone, Calta was talking about it, and somebody brought up that he was in a BlackRock video. And I saw Ethan from the Eagle put up an Instagram post, like fact checking, like he was not in a black, like people got really upset about that. People on Facebook were commenting too, like, nope, he was not in a BlackRock commercial. I mean, they were really passionate about it, where you feel the need to make a comment.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was true or not. I much like you, I heard about it.
So I mean, as far as I know, it's not, but also who knows? I mean, last week we were talking about eating dogs and whether that's true or not.
Why haven't they auto-tuned that yet?
Eating dogs?
Well, remember the hide your kids, hide your wife,
yeah,
raping everybody out here. I thought that something similar would arise from that because it was great. Like, it was a great line. They're eating your pets.
Yeah, your pets. You put a lot of enunciation on it. Yeah.
But can I just say something? Sure. If it is true that the Haitians are eating cats and dogs, especially the cats, it is so hard to catch a cat. You know what I mean?
Depends. You got a little snackarooski on
true,
you.
That's true. Yeah,
I could kill June in a heartbeat right now.
But if they're at all afraid or they don't trust you, it is wildly difficult to catch a cat.
We have two cats in this home, June and Barb. June dead immediately. I could cut her head off and she would be like, why are you doing that? And then she'd be dead. And then Barb I could not catch. You're right. There's something to be said for that. There was a bomb apparently that was a potential bomb. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but there was near the rally today.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. I was following the other many bombs going off in people's pockets.
Oh god.
Pagers and walkie-talkies are making a comeback, folks.
What an operation. That was the Israeli military. Let me see if I can find it here. Tell us what you know about it, Anna.
All right. So I believe it was yesterday, maybe I think it was Monday, actually. It was the first wave of explosions. I believe the Mossad, even though they haven't taken credit for it, everybody's like, I think we know who it might be, intercepted a bunch of pagers, I think, that were shipped from Hungary, intercepted the supply chain. And I was kind of reading the science behind it. I don't know if they added some sort of chemical or some sort of
explosive. I think they had a plastic explosive to the beepers and then had them sold to Hezbollah because they were monitoring.
Intercepted them, is what I was told, and then inserted some sort of thing that allowed it to heat up from.
No, I heard they just put plastic explosives in pagers because they wanted pagers. Mm-hmm, so they put out a lot of requests for, hey, can you get me some pagers? Which is probably not a super easy thing to find now. Like a pager?
Yeah.
I don't see them anymore.
Well, right. But they wanted to go low tech because they thought if we have cell phones, they'll be able to track us.
Yes. Yeah, so they're
being smart. We're going to go low tech pager style. And then somebody in the Intel community caught wind of it, intercepted the supply chain, either put in a chemical or a plastic explosive something, and they all
blew their dongs off.
Yeah. 12 people died, I believe, on Monday. And then as I was reading up about that, a second wave this morning, well, for us this morning, but Wednesday, a second wave of explosions in the walkie-talkie market.
Mm.
So it essentially like rinse and repeat, but it was a bunch of walkie-talkies that started exploding in people's pockets. And
I don't know how, like, obviously it wasn't super effective as far as deaths go. Like, if you wanted to take out, you know, Hezbollah, the militant group in Lebanon, right? Lebanon?
Yep.
And so it certainly wasn't, like, super effective as far as killing. But what a psychological, you know, weapon.
Well, absolutely, because you have to understand this is how they were communicating with each other. So now if they want to have some sort of concerted attack or try to communicate, no one trusts anything anymore. They can't trust the cell phones, the pagers, the walkie-talkies. Like, how do they communicate and execute operations? I'm not sure. So,
I mean, it's pretty, lots happened. Things keep happening.
Yeah.
You know what I heard that they could do too is mess with your battery. Like, they have a hack with computer code that can heat up your lithium battery.
That's what I thought that it was. It said something about like C4. I don't know what kind of chemical that is.
Plastic explosive, I believe.
That's a plastic. Okay. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it I guess can heat it up to the point of it exploding.
Yeah.
and they all went off at the same time.
Yeah. Nothing you could do about it.
Mm-mm. So I'm sure you probably saw a video. I think the video that's circulating is like the least graphic one, and some guys like just shopping for, you know, I don't know, baklava or something, and then something in his pocket explodes and everyone screams.
Yeah, so it wasn't, I mean, there was some of them that seemed like there were more, maybe a little bit more C4 or whatever in their pager, because some of them were like big holes that got blown through furniture. And then I saw one video, which I don't think we can show here. Probably shouldn't anyways, pretty graphic, but a guy just right where his leg was. It looked like a explosion. Have you seen the videos?
Just one. And okay. It's probably the least graphic one you could find. And I think that's why it was on your post.
Was he in a market?
Yeah, it was a market.
Yeah. That's the one I saw.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. But there was like, I couldn't see any blood or anything. So.
Right. Just kind of.
It was pretty benign as far as graphic videos go. It was the fruit market. Thank you, Brian Gilson.
The fruit market.
Turned into that's a juicy situation. Yeah.
Fruit market. Hilarious. Juicy situation. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fascinating. It does scare me a little bit if they're able to actually put in code into your device that will heat up your lithium battery. Have you ever seen a lithium battery go off in somebody's pants?
Live? No.
I wonder if I can find that.
I know it happens from time to time.
But I have one of those. You have one of
those. Everyone has a lithium battery in their phone.
The government can do that. I mean, lithium battery explosion. Let's see here. I don't know if I want to play it on YouTube or not. I don't want to get copyrighted.
Yeah. I mean, we get it. We understand what explosion does.
But it's like a laser. It's like a lightsaber that just like burns through that chemical reaction. It would not be pleasant to have your genitals
don't
burned.
Be a terrorist. How about that?
Well, who's a terrorist now? Who's to say? That's what I mean. Well, okay.
Yeah.
To the Israelis, they're terrorists, and to everybody else. But I mean, I'm just saying, if a government can do that, you know that, you know, Kamala might be able to do that. I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't think Kamala herself would be able to do that.
I'm just saying she might have the authority.
Yeah.
To ignite lithium batteries in your pants and burn your.
Yeah. I mean, you know? But she would probably be seeking re-election if she does become president. Oh,
she'd just deny it.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah,
right.
You just go, that wasn't me.
Well, what would be her motivation for that?
You're like, oh, there's 150 million lithium batteries in red states that went off at once. I don't know. That's weird. So a coincidence. We're going to look into it. I assure you.
We'll get the DOJ.
We'll get to
involved.
The bottom. We'll get to the bottom of it. Turns out it was Trump's fault. So that's what they had. I mean, I don't know if you saw some of the language coming from the news stations after the attempt. They went straight from, remember the first time, because that one was pretty dramatic and they had the picture.
There was blood involved.
There was blood and he just, you know, kind of got his ear nicked there. And there was a picture there where we were like, we're hope that Hitler will be okay. This is very unfortunate that Hitler was shot at, but
wait, they said that or you're like,
well, the Trump, I mean, Trump, Hitler, same thing, you know.
I mean, they didn't actually say
no. They you know, we're glad that the dictator, the Fuhrer, is okay, and we wish him a speedy recovery. However, he is a very dangerous person
to democracy,
to our way of life and system. And it kind of took them a little while to get to that point. And then this time, since I think they didn't have any like video or photos or anything, they just went. They just went right back to calling him a threat to democracy.
I'm sure you saw the video of Hillary Clinton making the assertion that he is in fact an existential threat to the country. This was maybe, I don't know, a day after the second assassination attempt.
I did hear her say something about not signing.
It was just the same sort of rhetoric.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, of course, if people keep hearing this, some cuckoos are gonna believe it to the point where they're gonna try to take out the threat.
That's got
to
be the point, right? I mean, that's got to be the point where. So this was here. Let's watch this. This is Ducey from Fox News.
He's great, by the way.
Yeah, he's really the only one. I'm surprised he still has his press pass. But here's here's him asking a interesting question.
2 days since somebody allegedly tried to kill Donald Trump again. And you're here at the podium in the White House briefing room calling him a threat. How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a different word to describe Trump other than threat.
Peter, if anything from this administration, I actually completely disagree with the premise of your question.
How do you disagree with the premise of the question? Where this is, you know, words or violence people that we're talking to here. So I would say an existential threat to democracy. Like, what should happen to somebody who's an existential threat to our way of life? What should be the punishment for them to end the current system that we're living under? What would be a good punishment?
She just kind of looks like Black Willy Wonka.
Thank you.
Question that you're asking, it is also incredibly dangerous in the way that you're asking it.
What is going on? I don't understand how anybody's watching. I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on, and go, yeah, she's right. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's a dangerous question to ask.
Okay, pretend you're the press secretary for Biden. You are her.
Okay,
you are a Black queer.
Yes, I am. Person. That's true.
From Martinique. Okay. Wow. I think that's the Caribbean. Excuse me. How many assassinations attempts can we before you stop calling him a threat? What would you say to like protect Biden? Like, what do you even say to that? Because I'd be like,
it's an impossible question. But what I want to know is, like, again, what should happen to existential threats to our way of life? What is the correct punishment for somebody who's going to end, you know, civil liberties, and we're going to be under a dictatorship? Like, what should happen to them?
You eliminate the threat.
You got to eliminate the threat.
Yeah.
And she could say, like, I think a good response would be like, we're using law. Obviously, they're using lawfare. He's going to be sentenced here in a few weeks. You know, we use the courts. We don't use violence. But she's not really saying that. Instead, she's chastising him for daring to ask why she's using that. That's a dangerous question. It's not a dangerous question, you cow. It's certainly not a dangerous question. But it's because it's an impossible question to answer.
Yeah, you just say,
obviously, she wants somebody to shoot him in the head. She wants somebody to eliminate. It would solve
a lot of problems for people, some people in the establishment, right and left, frankly.
They got these losers that they're potentially training. I don't know. You know,
but she's not even good at her job.
Oh, she's the worst. She's the worst.
You know who would be better at this? Destiny. Destiny would be a better press secretary.
Who's Destiny?
You don't know Destiny? He's like a, he started off as like a Twitch streamer. I know that doesn't.
Oh, the video game guy is like a political commentator.
Yeah. He would be so much better at this job than
her. Didn't that guy's wife leave him?
Yeah, they had like an open relationship, that thing. I've seen him debate. He's probably the best person on the left that does debate. Oh, I'm not saying I agree with him, but at least he's good at what he does. He's a good debater. He's a good like bait and switcher. She's not. She can't think fast enough on her feet.
The redhead was good too. Saki was good.
No, she wasn't.
She was a good at her job.
Better than her.
Oh, she was good at her job. I mean, I think she's a demon. Don't get me wrong.
I don't think she was very good.
Ginger. Redhead.
She wasn't a ginger. She dyed her hair red.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
What a psycho.
The best ever. You know which one it is. Not for Biden, though. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
That B did not give an F.
Yeah, she was good. That. She was good. Let's go ahead and finish this out. So I think it's only a few more seconds here.
Because American people are watching. And to say that from a administration...
How dare you notice?
Are you really going to say that? Did you just really ask that? Did you ask that? Next question.
No, but the point is, you just said that, and I'm following up on something you just said.
She's just buying time. She doesn't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, it's gaslighting. It's, you know, screaming out in pain while they lash out.
Who has consistently condemned political violence from an administration where the president called the former president and was thankful, grateful that he was okay, from an administration who has called out January 6th, called out the attack of Paul Pelosi, called out and said we need to lower the temperature after the Butler incident.
But it's not, obviously it's not happening. In fact, things are getting worse. There was, you know, she brought up Paul Pelosi. I don't know if that one was political or not. I don't know if it was.
I thought that was like a gay embattled lovers.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy, which I'm not discounting either. I don't know.
But who was the guy?
But I don't know.
He's like some young man who Paul knew.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
I remember reading like they knew each other.
Yeah, but you read lots of stuff.
I was triangulating sources and everyone's like they had not a previous engagement, but I forget exactly what the evidence was, but they knew each other. Because he like knocked at the door, they had a conversation, I think. A few words were exchanged, and then the hammer came out.
Maybe. Listen, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think it was a random act of violence.
I don't it's also San Francisco where people are there's lunatics on drugs. So they're not only crazy, but they're drugged up crazy people.
What happened to him? Is he in
prison? I think he's in prison now, yeah, I think. But there was Kavanaugh's guy, the guy who's dressed up like the Joker that was going to, get into Kavanaugh. You forgot about that one, right? That one just memory hold, doesn't get talked about. There was a guy that, remember the Bernie Sanders supporter that shot up the baseball field, the congressional one?
Yes, when Steve Scalise got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the response from that, I remember, was especially Joy Reid on MSNBC saying, like, well, he's had some pretty bad policies. She was the first one to kind of go, well, he's kind of asking for it. I mean, his policies are really bad. So when you got bad policies, people are going to get mad and maybe they might take things into their own hands.
Is it a little funny that it was like a team bonding like experience? You know, they're like, guys, let's put the politics aside and play some ball, and then it's like people get shot.
Yeah, on the practice field. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. One side of that spectrum got shot.
It was blue versus red, right?
Yeah, the baseball game's always Republicans versus Democrats.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of funny.
It's fun. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I like that. But there was the guy, that dressed up as a Joker that caught at Kavanaugh's house, and that was because of his stance on abortion. So I mean, like, this political violence thing has been going on for a long time, and it seems to be accelerating.
I mean, it's always happened. I'm just saying it's always happened.
I mean, Reagan got shot.
Lincoln got shot.
Yeah, but that was, geez.
JFK got shot. Well, was a different.
Might have been friendly
thing.
Fire on that one. Yeah. But I mean, it's nothing new necessarily.
George
Bush
got a shoe thrown at his head.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he kind of deserved that one, maybe a little.
Maybe.
It's not nice to, be violent, but also it's not good to make up reasons to go to war and then have millions of people die.
But that's kind of the attitude that we're having now is, well, the guy's kind of a jerk, so maybe he deserves it. I don't know how you come back and lower the temperature now from that point. And then if you notice that, and then your question is dangerous if you ask her about that. I just want to know. I just wish somebody would ask her, what is the appropriate, what should be done to
this
an existential threat?
What they would probably say, everybody needs to go out and vote against Donald Trump. That's the right answer, right?
Yeah. You're right. That's what they will say. Okay, so maybe say, hey.
Be violent at the ballot box.
Don't try to shoot anybody anymore. Let's stop that. Let's not try to break into people's houses dressed as the Joker. Let's just vote. Okay. Now, you're not going to vote your way out of this, obviously, but it's a good answer. It's a good political answer.
And you know what's funny is, like, because Trump keeps getting like shot at or almost shot at, no one is calling for gun reform when this sort of stuff happens. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The left goes, so this is what you guys get because you're so rah-rah guns. And look, they're going after your guy now.
Yeah, maybe this would be a good excuse to get the guns out of the populace's hands. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, let's finish this up. We got to go behind the quote-unquote extra time here.
And now for you to make that kind of comment in your question, because your question involved a comment and a statement, and it is that is also incredibly dangerous.
Incredibly dangerous.
She didn't have an answer, and she was trying to stall. So I'll give it to her for that.
It's just like, how dare you?
Just
how dare you?
What? How? What am I gonna say? That's a really good point.
I'm panicking.
Really? Really?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I want to shout out our boy Garrett.
Yeah. Garrett with the super chat coming in. News has me Googling Kevlar chastity belts now. Okay. Keep your boys, bunched up there, safe from fire. The only friendly fires come in is from that chassis belt. Am I right or am I right, Garrett? Come on. Air high five. That's good. Any more?
Joe says the volume is low.
The volume is low. Yeah. Maybe try turning up your television.
Is it something on our end?
Maybe. Maybe. Okay. Thank you. All right. I'll try to turn it up a little bit. Maybe that's better. We got to go behind the extra time, whatever you want to call it. Radio St. Pete, we're going to say goodbye to you, podcast listeners on HMB Radio. We're going to say goodbye to you as well. And Anna is going to go have a bath. Oh, I thought she was going to the bathroom. Nope, she's back. We are going to go on willsyoutube.com for extra content if it's Wednesday. And it's free. And if you want the whole show uncensored, this last part, you can go to hmbradio.substack.com and you can subscribe there. Whole show goes up immediately. You don't have to wait till Sunday. You can't get it for free if you want to wait till Sunday at midnight on willsyoutube.com and Rumble. And you can get the whole show for free. You know, I'm not a good business person. I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying to figure it out. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Stick around. We're going to extra time, another half an hour here. Radio St. Pete, we wish you adieu. Podcast listeners, we wish you adieu. And goodbye, freeloaders.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.